It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today I want to talk about spiritual practices that help us connect to something bigger, especially after leaving organized religion. I myself am not really a believer in anything outside the physical realm, and yet I still have practices that many would consider spiritual. I came across a post on Reddit, r/deconstruction, that really resonated with me. Let me read it out for you. I'm new to Reddit, but I've been deconstructing my faith, evangelical, fundamental Christian, for 2 years. Deconstruction is not a trendy thing I chose to do, but something I realized was happening, and I painfully fought it tooth and nail. At this point, I'm pretty sure there is a higher power or God or something out there that is the creative force of love, and I believe that we are physically and or psychologically wired to engage them in a spiritual way. However, most, if not all, organized religions have made an image of spirituality that only serves to keep certain people in power and control others with fear and shame. This is a precarious position to hold, since I'm an ordained minister having served the church in various capacities for many years. I believe I need a new career path, since many friends and family in my previous congregation have all condemned me to eternal torment and hell. I doubt that's a real thing anyway. For the final capstone project for my doctorate in ministry at an interfaith seminary, I want to create a non-proselytizing, non-religious model of spiritual care. Do you engage in any sort of spiritual practice of your own volition? What have you experienced in terms of spiritual engagement using these practices? Thank you so much for sharing. I really admire your journey. And I was in training to be a pastor. I did an internship at a church, and I minored in religion at a secular university. That was the first step towards my deconstruction. But deconstruction isn't easy, and finding a way to engage with spirituality after leaving a faith tradition can be deeply personal and transformative. I grew up in evangelical Christianity, and I spent years navigating its teachings, eventually, as I said, training to be a pastor. But at 23, during my training, my doubts overtook me, and I left the church. For a long time, I felt untethered, unsure of how to connect with the sense of awe and meaning that I had once felt in my faith. What eventually helped me rebuild was mindfulness. From a psychology perspective, obviously mindfulness has its roots in psychology. Mindfulness has its roots in Buddhism. But I came at it from a psychology perspective, because it has been proven to, for a lot of people, myself included, to help reduce stress, anxiety, and depression. So it's a practice that, as I said, has its roots in Buddhism, but it's not tied to any religion. It allows for a deep connection to the present moment and through that to something greater. And like you, I also find a deep spiritual connection in nature. There's something awe-inspiring about observing the cycles of life, the way the seasons change, the waves crash, the stars, and how they shine in their vastness. I'll often practice mindful walking in nature, focusing on each step and the sensations around me. I notice the rustling leaves, the warmth of the sun, or the coolness of the breeze. These moments remind me of the interconnectedness of life and allow me to feel part of something larger without needing to define it. Mindfulness is at the core of my spiritual engagement now. It's about being fully present and observing life as it unfolds without judgment. And for me, I don't believe in an afterlife. So I believe that being mindful puts me as close to heaven as I'll ever be. To me, this present moment is all that ever truly exists. And so being fully present in the moment is heaven. Sometimes it's hell when I'm in depression or something, but I find if I can truly drop into the present moment and find gratitude for being alive, for being sheltered and fed, It feels like heaven in this present moment. Here's a simple mindfulness exercise that anyone listening can try. Sit quietly, take a few deep breaths. Choose one thing to focus on, a sound, a sight, even the feeling of your breath. As your mind wanders, which it will, people often, I think you mentioned that you have a, oh no, it was a response, I think, to you. Someone mentioned having a hard time meditating. To me, mindfulness meditation isn't about how often your mind wanders. It's about noticing that it's wandered and bringing your attention back to your breath or whatever it is you're focusing on. I've been practicing for 15 years and my mind still wanders plenty. I have ADHD, but I allow it. I allow the fact that it wanders to be a part of the practice. It's just noticing that it's wandered and bringing the attention back. In these moments, I often feel a profound sense of gratitude and connection, whether you call it God, the universe, or simply the beauty of existence. Mindfulness helps you tap into that energy. For me, it's not a personal God, but it is the interconnectedness of everything in the universe. I don't find that I look at it so much in a what some people might call a spiritual way. I just look at it in a scientific way. There is no real separation between me and the rest of the universe. I'm part of it. And there's not a specific spot where I end and the rest of the universe begins. Another way I engage spiritually is through daily gratitude. Every morning, I take a few moments to write down three things I'm grateful for. Actually, before I do that, I do a mindfulness meditation for about 10 minutes, and I do a gratitude meditation. I do my own gratitude meditation, which is in another feed called It's Now Again Daily. And It's Now Again Meditations, Guided Meditations. So you can find that at jeremywest.net. And I do the gratitude meditation that I've created there every single day. And that helps you to focus on something that you are grateful for right now in this moment. Something like the feeling of the sun on your skin, or the feeling of the breeze, or sounds or sights, or something you can see or smell. Something in this moment. And then guide you to great gratitude for the people in your life and the experiences that you've had, and then back to the present moment. I do that every day, and then I write down three things that I'm grateful for and why they matter to me. So I actually write it as, thank you for my children, because spending time with them makes me happy, whatever it is. So I actually say, thank you for blah, 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 because blah, blah, blah. And that reminds me and focuses me on what I'm grateful for. And that makes all the difference in my day. It shifts my focus from what's lacking to what's present and abundant in my life. Gratitude is deeply spiritual because it acknowledges the gifts of life, whether they come from a higher power, nature, or the people around us. I love that you are creating a non-religious model of spiritual care. Spirituality doesn't have to be tied to dogma. It can be about cultivating love, awe, and connection in ways that resonate with you. Here are a few ideas to consider. Mindful observation of life. Encourage practices like journaling, meditative walks, or simply sitting in quiet reflection. Creative expression. Painting, writing, or music can be powerful ways to engage with the spiritual. Community connection. Create spaces where people can share their experiences and support each other without judgment or proselytizing. Celebrate life cycles. Mark the changing seasons, the phases of the moon, or personal milestones as a way to honor the rhythms of life. One of the most freeing aspects of deconstruction is realizing that you get to define your spiritual journey. You don't have to fit into someone else's box or follow their rules. Spirituality can be as simple as pausing to appreciate the beauty of a flower, or as profound as sitting with the mystery of of existence. If this resonates with you, you might make today's daily intention, how many more ways can I engage with the wonder of life and honor my unique spiritual path even more? For more on setting daily intentions, revisit episode 59 of season 1. To anyone listening, I encourage you to explore what makes you feel connected to something larger than yourself. It doesn't have to be defined or explained. It only has to feel true for you. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If you have questions or thoughts to share, visit jeremywest.net, where you can also learn about my group and one-on-one mindfulness coaching. The group coaching is actually a community, an online community that I'm building, where people who are deconstructing their faith can just meet together to grow in mindfulness. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.